Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
More severe rain can be expected today. The SA Weather Service has issued an orange level 6 warning for heavy rain over Gauteng as well as the extreme western parts of Mpumalanga. Then there's the orange level 5 warning that's in place over the southwestern Mpumalanga areas and the eastern parts of both the northwest and the Free State, and a yellow level 2 warning for possible flash floods. That's over central Mpumalanga and the western bushveld areas of Limpopo. And today is still cool. Pretoria up to 21, Joburg a high of only 19, Mbombela 24, Emalahleni 20, Polokwane 23, Rustenburg a high of 22 degrees.
In Germiston, a collision on the M3 northbound before the Grey Avenue exit, and in Pretoria on Sefako Mokgatu Drive eastbound, a collision before the N1 highway, both of those causing queuing traffic.
The Weather Service has confirmed that the weather phenomenon that hit Montana and Pretoria North yesterday was not a tornado, but a land spout. This is weaker than a tornado. Residents had to be evacuated from a residential complex after the strong winds ripped off parts of the roof and external geysers. And in Peru, authorities are investigating how the medical records of pop star Shakira were leaked after she was treated at a clinic in the capital of Lima. The 48-year-old four-time Grammy winner was taken to the emergency room on Saturday for an abdominal condition, forcing her to scrap her show. Shortly after her brief hospitalization, her medical report appeared on social media, sparking widespread outrage among fans and an official investigation into the clinic. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
So with some rugby, Ireland will be without their captain Caelan Doris for Saturday's Six Nations clash against Wales in Cardiff, with Ronan Kelleher and Tark Furlong also sidelined. The defending champions are the only unbeaten team in the championship and are optimistic that the absentees will recover in time for their crucial showdown with title rivals France, which is scheduled for the 8th of March. It's a biggie. Springbok wing Raymond Roux has been forced into early retirement because of a long-term injury. Roux, who's at French club La Rochelle, has not played competitively for 10 months due to a major knee injury and has decided to call time on his career. George Russell says he has no intention of speaking to Max Verstappen to clear the air following their row at the end of last season. They respect their dispute, which blew up when Verstappen was penalized for impeding Russell at the Qatar Grand Prix. The Dutchman said he had lost all respect for his rival, but the Briton hit back, suggesting the Red Bull driver cannot deal with adversity. Russell said at the F175 event in London yesterday that he and Verstappen hadn't spoken over the UK winter.
No, I mean, we haven't spoken. I've got no intentions, to be honest. It's it's not even something I'm thinking about. Or, as I said before, it's like you got to focus on your own job. And some things were out of line at the end of last year. That was them, but you know, we're not going to go back to being best mates. That's for sure.
Yeah, the interviewer was trying to be very diplomatic. Have you guys spoken? And he's basically said, no, there's no chance we're ever going to become friends. And F1 is trying to spice up the Monaco Grand Prix by forcing drivers to make at least 2 pit stops this season. Criticism has been growing in recent years that the race has become pedestrian because overtaking is close and impossible on the tight street circuit in the principality. I'm Kolanjinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers. Just like your exes in the room. This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you. My baby bomb.